With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Kristen Kay. Colorado lawmakers will soon have a better idea of how deep they'll have to cut into next year's budget because of the coronavirus outbreak. Scott Franz has more.
On Tuesday, state economists will give their first revenue forecast since businesses were forced to close and more than 400,000 residents filed for unemployment. The projections will set the tone at the Capitol as lawmakers prepare to return this month to finish the budget. They've already abandoned several top priorities, including paid family leave and a public health insurance option. The new numbers could also decide whether they have to cut programs like full-day kindergarten and take more drastic cost-saving measures. Lawmakers have been bracing for a budget deficit as high as $3 billion, but many have declined to weigh in on what programs they should cut until they get the latest economic forecast. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Governor Jared Polis has signed an executive order to spend another $23 million on the response to the coronavirus pandemic. It brings the state's total emergency spending to more than $100 million during the crisis. The money covers medical supplies and the deployment of the Colorado National Guard. Polis is also extending the state of emergency another 30 days. For the past few weeks, we've been answering listener questions about the pandemic. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie takes this one.
A listener in Colorado was frustrated that the state shut down her county's economy, even though the local mortality rate from COVID-19 is really low. She wanted justification for the blanket statewide lockdown. John Samet is an epidemiologist and dean of the Colorado School of Public Health. He says fighting the virus is a collective action.
You can't have one county doing one thing and the county next door doing something quite different because it won't work. We're all mixing all the time.
Now, he says there may be less mixing in rural counties, but in metropolitan areas like Denver, county lines are simply administrative borders and people cross them all the time. As Western states slowly reopen, they are giving counties and cities the chance to keep closed for longer if local health officials feel it's necessary to contain the spread. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
With COVID-19 canceling in-person classes and exhibits, Basalt's Art Base is finding ways to get people into its gallery virtually and get art out into the community. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has more.
The Art Base has launched its first virtual exhibition. The Claudette Carter Art Mentors program features the work of Roaring Fork Valley students who have been mentored by local artists. Virtual artist talks and a moderated art walk are part of the exhibit's online viewing. The Art Base's executive director, Sky Skinner, says the Basalt facility has also been distributing art kits to the community.
We've tapped 600 that have been put out into the community, and that's been a very well-received initiative.
Art kits are available at the downtown Basalt facility. More information about online classes and exhibits can be found at the Art Base's website. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
I'm Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.